a ton of time on it in Bible school, but I felt it was very appropriate for this morning because that's what the kids are doing, is praising God. Basically, this morning, what we're going to do is just tell you a little bit about what we've done for the past couple months and what the kids have accomplished, what we've been learning, what we've been going over in class, and point out some of the things I decorated with this morning. These are all things that the kids have put together, things that we've learned, some of the lessons that we've done. One of the things that was the very first lesson that I did with the children was Paul and Silas from Acts chapter 16. And we learned all the way from where they were captured and put in jail all the way up until their release. And on that Sunday, when we learned about that, one of the biggest things that I wanted them to take away from that is that even when things aren't exactly going our way, when something could be the worst possible thing ever, that we can still give glory and praise to God. Because if we're feeding our fire, and what our fire is within us. And the poster, that was the very first poster I made for the kids, is, "Are you on fire for God?" And I don't know if everybody got a fan, but if you notice, the kids made little fans and we sat them in the seats for people. Some might be in front of you or next to you. We made fans that very first day. And we had one of the kids be the fire. And that, well, no, excuse me, I take that back. I was the fire. And the kids fanned me. And I'm not going to do it today, but let's get a volunteer. Who hasn't? Caden. I want you to come and sit on the floor for me, right here. You can come up here. And I want Kenton. Will you go grab a fan for me? All right. Now, what I did that Sunday is I laid forward, just like that. And I was a person that wasn't saved or didn't know about God or really wasn't following what God wanted. And then somebody came along and gave me a Bible. And I opened that Bible and I started to read. And what happened was the fan started fanning my fire and my fire started to grow. And then I started praying to God. And my flames kept getting fanned and I was raging fire. Put your hands up and wave them around. But then, I don't know, I started pursuing money, and I found that, you know, money was more important. And my fan stopped working, and my fire started to go out. But then God was right there in the back of my head, and I could hear him. And he said, "You're not doing right. You're not following what I chose for you." And so I said, "God, you're right." I started talking to God again, and my fire started to grow again. And that fan kept fanning. And then it started raging because I started reading my Bible and going to church again. And this is what I've been teaching the kids, is that we are always fanning our fire. We always have to fan our fire, because what happens when we don't is it's just like when we go camping and somebody's not tending that fire is going to go out. That fire is going to be just embers, but we can get it going again by fanning it. And we fan it by using God's word, prayer, fellowship at church, and all of these things to keep nourishing our body and keep fanning our fire. Thank you, guys. You can go back and sit down. And that was our very first lesson, and I felt it was very appropriate with Paul and Silas, because Paul and Silas were doing just that. Their fire could have died in that prison. Their fire could have gone out, and they could have felt sorry for themselves. And they could have said, "Why are you doing this to me, God? Why are you causing all of these bad things to happen? Why am I in jail? Why am I being beaten?" But instead, what they did was at the midnight hour, they sang out to God, and they praised him just like the kids just did. And they fanned their fire, and in turn, God blessed them. One of the other things that we've been doing is, it was actually our theme for Bible school. If you'll notice on the pews, I hung some of the signs that Miss Vivian made from Bible school. And that was also a lesson that we did second. That was the second lesson that I did with the kids. It was a 4 or 5 week lesson that we did. And we made fruit, as you see on the table. Let's see. Cayenne and Emily, will you go hold up the fruit for me? And hold it up so that the church can see the words. Good job. And we made those fruit, and what we did is I had the kids to learn them with the fruit. I'd hold up a fruit, and they'd call out the fruit to me. And I didn't do this with the Splash Junior, which is where Cayenne is. I did it with the older ones. And then we would turn the fruit around, and we'd have them try to remember which ones they were. Well, they started to kind of forget a little bit, but Bible school was right after. And I feel like Bible school, some of the songs we did with that really brought it back up for them. We actually did a cheer. Does anybody remember the cheer? Caitlin, do you remember the cheer? Caden, you remember the cheer? Do you want to do the cheer for us? No? Do you want to do the cheer for us? All right. Joe Beth will do it with you, Caitlin. I'll do it too. I know the cheer. Thank you, Kyan and Emily. Do y'all want to do it? Kyan, you want to come do it? All right. Who remembers it? This is how we remember them in order. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness to woohoo, gentleness, and self-control. We got spirit. How about you?
I was singing it. I'm going to use my body.
Okay. Good job, guys. So that was when we learned those over again. We spent all of Bible school learning about the fruits of the Spirit and what they can do for us, how they help us each and every day. We also started a prayer basket, which is over there. Araylee, will you go grab the prayer basket and hold it up so the church can see it? Colton will help you. And this is something I've been doing the whole time with the kids, is if they have a prayer request or they want to do, they know someone who needs prayer, we have little papers sitting there, and they would write it down, they'd fold it up, and they'd put it in the basket. Now, when we first started, we didn't have a basket, so what we did was I took up the prayers, and I handed them back out to everybody, but they didn't get their own prayer, they got someone else's, so that they were praying for that other person's need. So I encourage each of you, if you have a prayer request, when we are all done with the service, to please come up and write a prayer request down and add it to our basket so that the kids can pray with you for it. I just made the start and stop signs. I had Miss Penny Mitchell to help me. It took a little longer than we thought, but we did this in class with the kids about what we need to stop doing. As Christians, what should we stop doing? And then I had a thought, and I said, you know what? We don't want to be negative all the time. We don't want to just say, you got to stop this and stop that and stop this and stop that. We want to start doing things, too. We want to have a positive vibe about it. So we made a start sign. And Miss Jan Stone helped me come up with some of the words for that because I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted on my sign. And we did it with the kids where we would say, 1, 2, 3, stop. And so we stopped being loud, or we stopped talking, or we stopped getting up. And then we got into me holding up the words. So let's see. James, will you do the stop words for me? Will you stand up and call them out real loud for me? Good job. And Thomas, can you do the start words for me?
Worshiping, praying, listening to God, loving,
praising, and giving. Giving. The one on top, hon. Giving. Oh, you did? I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. So, we need to start loving other people. We need to start giving of ourselves, of our time, of whatever we have to give. If we have money to give, then we need to be giving it. If we don't have money because we're kids, we need to be giving to others whatever we can. And we've been focusing on that in Kids with a Mission, which is our Wednesday night service. And we've been making different things to give to the community food kitchen. The lava lamps are in little Gatorade bottles. I'm not going to open them up and show you how they work, but what we did with these is when you add an Alka-Seltzer tablet to the bottom, it makes a lava lamp. It pulls all the bubbles up. So we made these with the kids, and I gave them out to others, and that was something we did for Katie was doing the water fundraiser to make a well for people in Africa. So we learned about water and how it works and about why it's important, because even though all of us in this room may have a water faucet, we can just go up and turn it on and brush our teeth or get a glass of water or cook with it. There are people in this world that don't have that luxury. There are people in this world that have to walk miles to go get dirty water, and then they have to bring that water back and try to clean it. And that's something I want the kids to learn about, that we are blessed. Even when we don't feel blessed, we are very blessed. God has given us blessings, and we're trying to give them back. We also made, what was the other thing that we made, Caitlin? Oh, we made flower pots. We made flower pots, and we put little scriptures in it about the harvest and about planting seeds. And we gave those to the community food kitchen. And we tried to make coasters because me, with my great ideas, I was going to make coasters, and it was just an awesome idea, and it didn't work out. The internet says it's easy, and it was not easy because even the adults couldn't figure it out. However, we scratched that plan, and we started over, and we did crosses. And I encouraged each of the kids to go give that cross to somebody. I know that some of the boys mailed them off to people. I know my own two children gave them to family members. And a couple of others said they were going to give them to friends. And that is the spirit that I want the kids to have, is to give to others, because it's not just a blessing for the person receiving it. It's a blessing for us. And it's doing exactly what God has asked us to do. It's giving just like he gave and sacrificed for us. Miss Jan made the Ten Commandments for me. She spent a lot of hard work on them, so I want to praise her for that, for making those for me. We have these hanging in our room, and we talk about them a lot. We haven't done a full lesson on them, but we use them to talk about certain other lessons. And we are going to be starting a lesson on them very soon. I also wrote out some of the scriptures we've done in class. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. And the last one is Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. One of the other things that the kids have done is a Bible lesson. We spent about 5 weeks on that, and some of you have seen my room. I actually hung them on the wall. I couldn't bring them down here to show you because they're very fragile and they'll fall apart. But it's a big, long string of all the Bible books in order, so that when we are in class looking up a Bible, the kids can look up on the side of the board and see, okay, well, I'm at Acts. I'm thinking of Paul wrote Acts. And I need to be at Romans. Well, I know that that's the next one. So you just flip over one book. Or I'm at Matthew and I need to be at John. So you got to flip over a few books because they have them in front of them. I've encouraged the kids to bring their Bibles, so we're going to be using them in class. And one of the things that the kids love to do is play charades. And we play charades with Bible stories. And normally, it's just one kid will come up, and I will say, okay, you're going to act out Noah. And they come up, and they start building. And they build a boat, and everybody's like, you're building something. And they say, yeah. And then they keep building, and then they herd the animals in, and they're like, oh, you're Noah and the ark. And then we move on to another scripture. Well, the kids prepared charades for you today, and they all did it together. So we are going to have them come up and demonstrate our charades that we put together for you. And you guys are going to guess what it is. Come on. And I got my sound effects over here. Everybody there? Jonathan. Crisscross applesauce. Anybody know what we're doing? Pentecost. The kids just received the fire of the Holy Spirit, and they were supposed to raise their heads and speak in tongues, but we tried to learn about tongues, and everybody just stuck their tongues out. Good job, guys. See, they guessed. That means we did a good job, right? Good job. And after we do charades, we normally read the scripture that it comes from. And I believe that is Acts verse 2. If you guys would like to turn to there with me, or I can just read it out to you. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind, which was Jobeth and Colton, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. We did this again because it deals with fire. And it goes back to, are you on fire for God? The Holy Spirit came to them as a fire. And that goes with my whole theory about having a fire within you, a blazing fire for God. I came across a scripture that's actually listed in the bulletin this morning just the other day, and I haven't read it to the kids, but I felt that it was extremely appropriate for what I've tried to get across to them. It is Jeremiah 20, verse 9. But if I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Our fire should be raging so much for God that even if we try to hold it back, we can't, because it just bursts forth. We have to go out and tell people about God and what he's done for us. And the kids go out and tell other kids, you know, what God is doing for them. Because even they may not have their own testimony yet, but they have a story about what God is doing in their lives. Even if they haven't accepted Jesus Christ yet, they know what he's doing. They know what they're coming and learning and what they're getting out of God and church. And each and every person in this church who prays for them every day, and who's here to support them and give them a hug and smile at them and tell them how proud they are of them. I've already heard a couple of people do that for them today, and I really appreciate it because it helps me to know that I'm not alone in this. I have every single person in this church to help me and love them just like I love them. I wasn't supposed to cry. We have a special presentation that's on the screens. If everybody will please look at the screens. And we're going to, I put together a slideshow of pictures. It does not include Kids with a Mission. I didn't have any pictures from Kids with a Mission, but it's still the same kids that are in it. We have Bible school and all the kids that come to Splash and Splash Junior. And what's going to be playing, hopefully, if it works like I wanted it to, we have a recording that the kids did a few weeks ago, and Jerry and Jan Stone helped me do that. The kids wrote these themselves. They sat down and wrote an advertisement for God's Word. And it's a radio announcement. And then all the kids got to record that radio announcement for you guys to hear. So if you'll direct your attention to the screen, we'll look at the pictures.
Come to Whitfield Baptist Church and bring a friend, and you will receive a Bible.
This Bible will teach you about the love of God and help you receive salvation.
Don't wait. Time is short. Come get your Bible now.
Come on down to Whitfield Baptist Church,
where we have a preacher named Jim Denton and his Equal Awesome Life Angie.
It's a great place to come to learn and love God.
And kids will love it to be with our amazing kid minister, Amanda Phillippe.
Come on down and get your free Bible and a lifetime of happiness.
Come to Whitfield Baptist Church and bring a friend, and you will receive a Bible.
This Bible will teach you about the love of God and help you receive salvation.
Don't wait. Time is short. Come get your Bible now.
Come on down to Whitfield Baptist Church,
where we have a preacher named Jim Denton and his Equal Awesome Life Angie.
It's a great place to come to learn and love God.
And kids will love it to be with our amazing kid minister, Amanda Phillippe.
Come on down and get your free Bible and a lifetime of happiness.
Come to Whitfield Baptist Church and bring a friend, and you will receive a Bible.
This Bible will teach you about the love of God and help you receive salvation.
Don't wait. Time is short. Come get your Bible now.
Come on down to Whitfield Baptist Church,
where we have a preacher named Jim Denton and his Equal Awesome Life Angie.
It's a great place to come to learn and love God.
And kids will love it to be with our amazing kid minister, Amanda Phillippe.
Come on down and get your free Bible and a lifetime of happiness.
Come to Whitfield Baptist Church and bring a friend, and you will receive a Bible.
This Bible will teach you about the love of God and help you receive salvation.
Don't wait. Time is short. Come get your Bible now.
Hey, will you go ask?
Come on down to Whitfield Baptist Church,
where we have a preacher named Jim Denton and his Equal Awesome Life Angie.
It's a great place to come to learn and love God.
And kids will love it to be with our amazing kid minister, Amanda Phillippe.
Come on down and get your free Bible and a lifetime of happiness.
Come to Whitfield Baptist Church and bring a friend, and you will receive a Bible.
This Bible will teach you about the love of God and help you receive salvation.
Don't wait. Time is short. Come get your Bible now.
Come on down to Whitfield Baptist Church,
where we have a preacher named Jim Denton and his Equal Awesome Life Angie.
It's a great place to come to learn and love God.
And kids will love it.
We're trying to get it to stop looping so I can talk to you guys while we're looking at these. I wanted to get to the end where it showed our helpers. All of them are listed. Hopefully I did not leave anybody out. I raked my brain to think of everybody who's helped with the children's ministry, Splash, Splash Junior, and everything. Bible school, when we get to that on the video, I didn't list all the helpers from Bible school because it was just about every single person in this room. I mean, everybody had a part in Bible school, so my thank you is to every single person that helped with Bible school. I know that our directors, Vivian and Penny, greatly appreciated everybody's time and effort in that. And I speak on my behalf, too, because I appreciated all y'all's help, too, with music and dance. Our Sunday school teachers for the kids are here. Miss Lisa and Mimi both do the younger class, and then Jamie and John Claypool teach the older class. These are the kids you got to see this morning for the prelude, our cherub chimers. We have added a few since the pictures were taken. We have a Rayleigh, Ronaldo, and Chavi that have added, and hopefully our kids saw them get to play this morning. We'll add a couple more. It's just slow. The pictures are really big. For anybody that didn't get a chance to come to Bible school or get to be involved in it, these pictures kind of show you everything that we did. Opening night, we all always had dinner downstairs. Miss Janet over there, she did our cooking along with Veronica, but I don't see her here this morning. They helped with all the food, plus many other helpers. Music and dance was me. Cindy Jarmel helped me with that, as well as Joelle and Jo Beth. And of course, all the teachers and the guides that came with the kids, they helped dance and got to enjoy the music too. Our biggest class, this group, the youngest class, we had, I think, 18 little ones that were pre-K through first grade. And Pastor Jim, of course, he liked to dance. You got quite a few of you on there. Our Bible classes are next. In our Bible classes, Miss Kathy Valley Jenny Stoker, Bonnie, she was here a minute ago, Bonnie Agnew helped, and there was one other. There was a fourth person. I just blanked out too. Who was the fourth? Gina. That's who it was. I looked over there as soon as I saw you. I remember. Gina was our fourth Bible school. Pastor Jim came in and helped them with that as well a couple of nights to talk to the kids about the plan of salvation. And they did a wonderful job with that. The kids learned a lot. Every time they'd come to see me, I'd ask them what they learned about. And crafts, Miss Jan Stone, Barbara Buer, Ty King, Debbie Castle. Am I leaving anybody out, Jan? I think that was everybody. They made Goonie Birds in the older class, which is that orange and yellow thing right there. That's because you were with me. The younger students got to make handprints and magnets and color. And the outdoor activities, I don't think Jonathan's here this morning, but outdoor activities were done by Jonathan Stoker and Diane Lopez, and I'm sure there were a lot of other people that were helping out there that I can't think of right now. Andre was out there, Andre Stoker as well. There's our crafting. I didn't put any music behind those slideshows, so I apologize. Y'all just have to listen to me talk about it. I think this was tug of war. I know they all soons and racing. I think she's doing some type of water. And they also did a balloon as well, where they took the sheet. The what? Parachute. There we go. Not balloon. I was thinking balloon. Did you? The little kids? What'd you do?
We were bouncing balls up in the air.
Did you guys do the tug of war?
Yeah.